Okay, in this video, I'm gonna walk you through everything that you need to know in terms of the metrics, statistics, all the kind of data that you're gonna use to figure out, you know, how to be successful on Medium, how to make more earnings, how to track your progress, things of that nature. So we're right here in the stats dashboard. And when you go into your stats dashboard, you're going to see your stats, your metrics. So they're obviously not going to be the way that mine are this very second. They're obviously going to be a little bit lower, but you can still learn all of kind of the same rules and strategies by looking at mine. So let's take a look at some of the different metrics and break them down by each variable possible. So instead of kind of putting together a PowerPoint where I tell you and give you definitions of all that, I'm going to walk you through everything on the actual feed. And then when you look in the resource description, I'm going to actually either have a document or some slides that kind of go through definitions of each metric, but I want to talk about them a little bit more fluidly here and really have you get in touch and get engaged with what your statistics will look like. So at the top, you will see your stats for your 30-day window. So if you go through, you know, your stats will change every 30 days, and that's usually a good window that I like to use when it comes to how well my writing is progressing, right? So I know a lot of friends of mine who are successful writers on Medium, they won't really check their stats more than once a month. If you're newer, you're probably going to check your stats more often because you're going to want to get a feel for how things are moving the needle in terms of where you're publishing your stories, in terms of the ideas you're putting together, headlines, content, things like that. So you're probably going to check them more often. But as you go on, it's probably going to be better for you to start to look at things more on a month-by-month basis. But let's go through some of the different statistics that we have here. First, the most obvious one is views. So you get credit for a view anytime someone clicks onto your article and reads a little bit of the content. The next category we have here is reads. So a read means someone actually finishes your entire article, and this is going to be a metric that's going to matter to you overall a lot more than views, because you actually get paid from member reading time. So you actually want to get more read time as opposed to views if you want to increase your Medium earnings. And I'm going to go into some of the individual stories and talk about how member reading time works. The next thing you're going to see here is fans. So fans is a metric that tracks the total amount of people that leave a clap for your article. And I'll show you what claps look like in a second. But basically, if somebody likes your article, they think it was good, they can give it anywhere from 1 to 50 claps. And this just measures how many people clap in general. So it doesn't tell you specifically how many claps each user gave, but just a simple overview. And then you're going to go down and you're going to see individual statistics for each one of your stories. Now, when it comes to each of your individual stories, they're going to have their own views, they're going to have their own reads. Then you'll see this metric over here. This is going to be your read ratio. And it's a pretty simple explanation. Your read ratio is the number of people, the percentage of people who actually finish your articles. And then you'll see the number of fans on the article as well. So that's just the basic overview of views and reads, not too complicated. But then you're going to want to go and take a look into each individual story to get a better idea of some of your metrics. I'm just going to give you a high level overview of some of the different things that I think when it comes to looking at my stats. So when you click through that details section, you're going to see a little bit more kind of detailed data on your article. So there's a couple things to look at here. The first thing is this section right here that says chosen for further distribution. So chosen for further distribution means that your article has been curated. And I'm going to do, there's going to be a separate section that talks a little bit more at length at what the process of curation looks like and what some things you can do to get your article curated are. But if you do get your article curated, you're going to see a note up here that's going to say chosen for further distribution, right? And there are no hard and fast rules of thumb when it comes to getting curated, but most often, if your article is going to get curated, it's usually going to get curated within the first 24 to 48 hours of the article going live. And when you scroll down here, this is actually going to show you when your article got curated. So the article is published on January 21st, or it looks like it was published on January 22nd, excuse me, and it got curated pretty much right away the same day. And then you'll see right here, usually when it gets distributed, excuse me, you'll see a little bit of a lift in traffic. Not necessarily a huge lift every single time, but the point of curation is that the editors of Medium liked your article and they wanted to promote it into further areas on Medium, and I'll kind of show you how that works in a little bit. But that's how you can tell if your article has been curated or not. Then you see here there's some other metrics. Views, again, earnings shows how much you made per article, and then average reading time, okay? So average reading time is just like a composite average number of how long readers spent on an article. So if you see, you know, it depends on the length of your article, but 4 minutes and 40 seconds average reading time for an article is really, really, really good. You know, anything in the 1 to 2 minute range even is still fine. You just want people reading your articles and reading as many articles and for as long as possible, basically going through your entire catalog. So that's just an average metric to take a look at as well. A couple other things you want to look at here are the distribution between internal views and external views. So this is a good thing to play around with as soon as you get familiar with your stats dashboard. Like, go in and even look at all the little pop-ups and things like that that explain how things work. But your internal views are going to be views from Medium members, okay? And external views are going to be views from people who are not members of Medium. You only get paid for internal views, and you do not get paid for external views. But there is one catch to that. If somebody reads one of your articles as an external viewer, but then they sign up for Medium within the next 30 days of viewing your article, it'll retroactively count them as a member, and you will get a little bit of a piece of that earnings. And then you have your earnings, and it'll show a graph here just showing how much you made each day, and then kind of correlated a little bit with the member reading time here. And then it's going to show you the total amount of member reading time. When it comes to understanding how you get paid, there is no exact proven method. You'll notice that sometimes you'll have articles with the same exact amount of member reading time, but they'll have entirely different payouts, excuse me. A good rule of thumb is that, you know, for about every hour of reading time, you're going to get about a dollar. So 33, 34 hours, roughly $40 in earnings, right? But there can be a little bit of a disconnect sometimes between articles for a variety of reasons. For one, it depends on who are the people reading your articles, right? So each Medium member pays $5 a month to be a member of Medium. And then that $5 kind of gets divvied up based on all of the reading they're doing all day. So getting an hour of reading time from someone who reads from 100 different authors is going to be less of an impact from getting an hour of reading time from someone who has a lower concentration of writers that they follow, right? So that's kind of where building a brand comes in. You want to get the most read time, and you want to have the most concentrated reads. You want to be one of the more popular writers, right? About a dollar per hour when it comes to member reading time is a good rule of thumb. Then there's some other things that you can look at. Views by traffic source. So internal will tell you that the people are coming from Medium. External referrals will tell you where some of your outside traffic is coming from. So looks like it got shared through Twitter. Looks like it got found on Google. Looks like it went through email, different things like that. I don't pay too much attention to external referrals unless there's like a really, really huge spike then I might be curious as to see where all the external referrals come from. Then this section here, it's your reader's interest. So it's going to tell you where the majority of your reads are coming from based on the type of topics people select. So it looks like there's a lot of people who are into productivity that read the article, a lot of people that are into self, into psychology, mental health, mindfulness, creativity, etc. And this is just a good thing to look at to make sure that you're properly tagging your articles, to make sure that you're properly meeting the needs of your audience, things of that nature. And then friend link views, how many times your story is viewed from a friend link since it was published. A friend link is an option where you can create a special link to your articles that anyone can read for free. So if you are not a Medium member, you're only going to actually get 3 articles for free before they put up a paywall and say, hey, you got to pay for the rest of the articles. But you can share a friend link with your audience as many times as you want, and as long as they can have that link, they can view your articles for free. So you might want to do that sometimes to kind of promote your articles and give them some juice, because traffic from any source, internal or external, does kind of push it around in the algorithm and get it in front of people and get it in front of potentially more Medium members. It could just be something that you do for your fans. You know, maybe some of your fans have read 3 articles and you're like, hey, you can give them a 4th or a 5th to kind of entice them to eventually sign up for Medium and get some of your paid stuff. So those are friend links. So this is the basic gist of how your statistics works. We're going to go into a little bit more depth as to the curation process, ways that you can promote yourself on Medium, etc. But that's just a broad overview of how your stats work.